the Lord has given two sacraments or ordinances to His church, baptism and the Lord's Supper. A sacrament is an outward mark of an inward reality. The sign of a sacrament is that it was instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ. Calvin says of the sacraments that they are to confirm us in the love that God has for us and lead us to acknowledge Him as our Father in the assurance that He views us as His people and His children. God gives us the sacraments to assure us, to build up our faith. And the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, or communion as it is commonly called, was instituted by our Lord immediately before He was betrayed and crucified. For those who are coming to the table today for the first time, maybe there are some here, they profess before all the world that they choose Christ to be their righteousness, their strength, and their sustenance. Many of us have come to the Lord's table before and come to renew our commitment to be the Lord's. And we say that as clearly as we are taking this bread and this wine, just as clearly, we also to come to Christ as our righteousness. Because when we take the bread and the wine, we feed on Christ. Some of us, we don't know, may be taking the Lord's table for the last time. And if we are, then we are making the same profession that Christ told Mary she was able to make. We have chosen that good part that will never be taken away. The Bible warns us to examine ourselves before coming to the table. Only believers should take this sacrament, and then only those who are not in any open and defiant sin. And so it's for this reason that the elders on one hand guard the table from those who may not be able to rightly discern the Lord's body, but on the other are concerned that no believer should be excluded from Christ's table. Communion is a sign of membership in the visible church, and it's the practice that those who are members in good standing of a Bible-believing church should feel free to come to the table. Now, if you're not able to come to the table, none of you need feel any embarrassment that others present are taking the bread and wine, and for whatever reason it is not appropriate for you to do so. Please remain. This is the gospel of Christ, the hope that we have in Him, His blood shed for us and His body broken for us pictured. Look on this and see the hope that is offered in Christ. Calvin tells us that all the ceremonies in the world are nothing if they are not illuminated by God's promise and used to point to the thing that they signify, demonstrating their true meaning. To this end, we will hear the words of institution of this sacrament as spoken by our Lord and given to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." We are justified, made righteous by grace alone, through faith alone, and by faith we are united to Christ. But we are to be assured that if we truly trust in Christ and eat of the bread and drink of the wine, this sacrament will be a sign and a seal of the new covenant in Christ's blood, of His body having been broken for us and of our deliverance from sin, and of our having communion in that one body of Christ, the church.